The current experiences of the United States should, you would think, dissuade all nations for all time from allowing celebrities, usually entertainers or sports folk, loose in the political sphere. It should, of course, be noted that the US is not presently unique in succumbing to this folly. Ukraine's president is a comedian, Liberia's a footballer, Pakistan's prime minister is a cricketer. Dozens of lesser offices around the world are held by people who were helped into them by name recognition acquired in other fields.
Well, let me tell you something. The answer is clear. For the people to win, politics as usual must lose.
So, all things considered, it is not that weird or surprising that a pop star should fancy himself president of Uganda. Robert Chagulanyi Sentamu, who performs under the name Bobby Wine, was elected to Uganda's parliament in 2017. He stood as an independent in a by-election in Chadondo East and won big.
I've come to parliament at a very sensitive time. I've just taken an oath to defend, preserve and protect the constitution of the Republic of Uganda. And that is going to be my major, major goal right now.
Since then, Wine has positioned himself for the next presidential election due in 2021. Among the symbols identifying his movement is the red beret. Worn by Wine and his adherents, it bears an emblem of a clenched fist over a map of Uganda and the motto, "People power, our power." But not for much longer if a new rule announced by Uganda's government is observed. A useful regulation has been discovered under which it is against the law for civilians to sport military clothing. Some units of the Ugandan People's Defence Force, notably its military police, wear red berets. Therefore, the wearing of the red beret by non-soldiers is henceforth punishable by up to 5 years in the clink. Bobby Wine is among those sceptical that this decision is exclusively motivated by a desire to protect the integrity of the Ugandan army's insignia. It is, Wine said, a sham. It is a blatant attempt to suffocate a successful threat to the autocratic status quo. This is pretty obviously correct. It also prompts the interesting question of exactly what Uganda's powers that be are scared of. At which point, a recap of who Uganda's powers that be are, or more accurately, is.
This area has been peaceful in spite of the chaos. Nobody would disturb the peace of Uganda.
Yoweri Museveni, now 75, has been president of Uganda since 1986 and plans to run again in 2021. By the standards of Ugandan presidents, Museveni hasn't done a bad job, but those standards were set by Idi Amin and Milton Obote, both mad and terrible men. Museveni, to his credit, played a considerable role in toppling both. However, as is invariably the case with overstaying and under-challenged leaders, Museveni has become complacent and his government corrupt. Transparency International's Global Corruption Index ranks Uganda slightly less bent than Azerbaijan, which is basically owned by one family, and slightly more so than the Central African Republic, which is barely governed at all. Uganda's population is young. More than three-quarters of its people have been born during Museveni's rule. And it is restless, certainly sufficiently so to take its chances with a pop singer.
This is a message to the government, expressing what's exactly on the people's mind.
Bobby Wine can claim, reasonably, that the leap from musician to politician is not, in his case, a long one. He has been a keen campaigner on several issues, and many of the songs he has recorded in his studio in Kamwatia, a dishevelled neighbourhood of Kampala, have addressed social injustice, to the extent that in August he was charged with intending to alarm, annoy or ridicule President Museveni.
I say we are fighting for freedom.
This is not the only legal jeopardy presently hanging over Wine. He also faces charges of incitement to violence and treason, and potentially a life sentence if convicted. Wine claims that these charges are politically motivated, and it would be very far from the first time that Museveni, or people acting on his behalf, have attempted to arrest opponents into submission.
We are invoking Article 29 of the Constitution, which guarantees every citizen the right to assemble and demonstrate. We are going to do this peacefully and unarmed.
Bobby Wine says he and his supporters will continue to wear the red beret. This is arguably a missed opportunity. Wine could, by choosing something else just as striking, have highlighted the silliness of Museveni's edict and jettisoned the baggage associated with this particular item of millinery. In non-military circles, the red beret is an almost invariable choice of revolutionary poseurs and or populist scoundrels, from Hugo Chavez in Venezuela to Julius Malema in South Africa. Wine would be within his rights, admittedly, to retort that it cuts more of a dash than the dishevelled, floppy-brimmed bush hat long favoured by Museveni. And also that if it comes to a rap battle, on the strength of Museveni's endeavours in this realm, Wine will win.
You want another rub?
Yes, Simone.
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 Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.
That's wonderful. Now I know what you have been up to.